of us, but I think the main, perhaps the heart of his teaching is that this ability to bring people together and, you know, one extraordinary thing is when he died, there's another memory I have of Ajahn Chah, is that I was at his funeral in Thailand when he was cremated, and just seeing 500,000 people coming together, offering food to this 500,000 people for free during 10 days when we all meditated together at sunset, and most beautiful, in front of the most beautiful stupa. And it was just sunset in this incredibly clear sky, and 500,000 people just started chanting, "You're so," and as absolutely, you know, heart-wrenching, really. And Ajahn Chah's humor went, you know, continued right to very last minute, at the peak moment of those 10 days when everybody had meditated intensely with utter devotion, and you know, there was an incredible energy. And 12 o'clock was going to be the cremation time when everything will sort of, you know, the body will be cremated. And so we've all been waiting, doing all-night sitting there in the night, waiting 12 o'clock. Everybody was ready, looking up in front of this beautiful stupa. And then suddenly, the whole thing inside went into flame. And the fire brigade, which had been kind of standing there for 10 days doing nothing, rolling their thumbs, suddenly had to kind of start hosing the whole place, and the monks had to leave, and you know, the whole thing had gone into flame because somehow the box in which the coffin was overheated, and the whole thing, you know, burned. To, you know, and we were all sweeping and kind of, you know, oh, half of the night was spent kind of cleaning the stupa inside. This magnificent stupa, which had been, you know, gold, painted gold and so on, was beautiful crystal chandelier. Half of them got dark and things got messed up, were kind of really messed up and so on. And it was amazing. There was all these kind of foul men going up and down and trying to kind of stop the fire. And fortunately, the monks who were sitting inside the stupa got out quickly enough. So this was the last kind of joke, cosmic joke of Lumpo Chai, you know. Everybody waiting for the great moment, you know, and the fire brigade came in. Down by down to earth, you know, let's deal with the nitty-gritty of life, right? So, and the 16 number got the betting house completely bankrupt, because even though Ajahn Chah never gave any numbers, the stupa had 16 poles. It was on the 16th of January, and they all bet 16, and of course everybody won. So this is a funny little story in the end. Yeah.